This is Imran Anwar within My Humble Opinion. I'm sure you remember that song from Queen called Another One Bites the Dust. I was reminded of that song because for a long time I've actually been waiting for somebody of this administration under George W. Bush to bite the dust. Looking at all the failures we have around us, everything from Hurricane Katrina to the war in Afghanistan where bin Laden basically walked away, to the stupid war in Iraq where we're losing or have lost 2,000 American soldiers. The count has not ended. And we're in the wrong country, fighting the wrong war. In the meantime, the people who are making threats to us continue to send out videotapes, threatening Los Angeles one day, and our allies like Australia the other. So all this is going on. You would have expected at least George Bush to have the decency to resign. But since he actually was not elected in the first place, I don't think he really gets the idea of being held responsible for his dumb moves. Mission accomplished, so to speak. But really, shouldn't Donald Rumsfeld, or Dumsfeld as I like to call him, and many others do too, shouldn't he have resigned for the botched war in Iraq? 2,000 Americans dead to try to avenge the deaths of 3,000 Americans who were not attacked by Iraq. And then not enough soldiers, not enough supplies, not enough Humvees. The only protected vehicle I've seen there that can withstand huge attacks is the one that he himself travels on when and if he does show up in Iraq. So anyway, you would expect somebody to bite the dust. Didn't happen. Condoleezza Rice, National Security Advisor, didn't know what hit us on September 11, and now gets promoted, like a previous, in my humble opinion. The harder they fail, the higher they go. That continued, but at least I have to give credit to one of the lowliest of Bush friends, Brownie, as he called him, the guy who today had the decency to resign his position at FEMA. Perhaps he was forced to do so, perhaps he had shame on his own. Either way, I give him credit for having the decency to admit that he was not a good leader, he failed in his duties, and that the right thing to do would be to leave that position. So he's done that, and he's got at least a pat on the back from me now for having the decency to walk away. So it's about time that more of those people leave. At least one has bit the dust, and I hope there are many more to come. This is Imran Anwar, signing off.